It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
800-998-1003. It's a way to chime into the conversation as the Pelicans win their fourth in a row. And I don't know about you, but this is already my absolute favorite call of all time.
Steel Nance got it to Zion. Crosses over, 3-on-1. See alley-oop trade! Dunk it down! Shut the flock up.
John DeShazer. Ooh, I love that. Pels with the win, if you want to talk about that, Pels fans. Buddy, we'll take your phone calls over in the LaRose studios, 800-998-1003. As hour two is brought to you by Chris Pavings, as hour one was brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, your local fly shop and paddleboard dealer, 1926 Airline Drive over in Metairie. And as always, the lead, which in hour two, it's going to be the same lead as in hour one. NFL free agency off and running, legal tampering on its way.
Time now for the lead. The lead. The lead. The lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
We don't know yet where Kirk Cousins is going to go. Jeremy Fowler is talking. We'll see what takes place with Kirk Cousins, who's rehabbing from a torn Achilles. It looks like it's going in the direction of Atlanta. Minnesota trying to keep him there as well. Vikings have made a splash in trying to help their defense there as well. We'll get into all of that and more. But remember, the lead always brought to you by Lakeview Massage and Therapy and Upper Cervical Family Chiropractic. Both exceptional places owned by Mr. Dr. Josh Roulette. All right, so let's kind of go through some of the moves already here as well. It all started a little bit ago, and let's just start, I guess, with the Saints recap. They haven't really gone out and gotten anybody or things of that nature. I think we all understand that. The biggest news of the day is just the restructuring of a deal by the Saints in order to save some cap space and then also retain a very key, important part of their defense. They reworked the Mario Davis's deal. The Saints linebacker was entering the final year of his contract and it had no guarantees. So they replaced it with a 2-year, $17.25 million deal that includes $13.25 million fully guaranteed. So that very similar to Tyrann Mathieu, reworking the deal, 2 years for both of those guys, you would assume would end their careers here with the Saints. Now, as far as players or free agents that you probably wanted to see if he was going to stay around or not, Lonnie Johnson Jr. says that he thanked New Orleans and said, "Nola going to have love for y'all forever. I tried, I promise. I tried, we just couldn't get it done." Ross Jackson tweeting, "Stinks. Lonnie had some great moments out there, was loved in the locker room. He'll land on his feet for sure. It will bring a ton of good wherever he lands." Well, he's landed as he is signed by the Texans, the defensive back signing a 1-year, $2.5 million deal. Now, again, this is what I'm trying to say, and I understand, look, Nick and a lot of other people that cover his team, don't worry about the cap. The cap's this, the cap's that. When you're having to work under the cap, it means you have to shop at bargain. It means you have to shop off brands, sales, couple, you know, hopefully can get some players on a lower end sort of deal, the 1 or 2 year deals, things of that nature. But more often than not, it's stuff like this that kind of goes overlooked, but it kind of, you know, matters. Like, you sit there and go, you can't keep a defensive back that Tyrann Mathieu tweets at and says, every year you lose dogs, raise new dogs. And then Lonnie Johnson Jr. quote tweets that, says, "My brother, we locked in. For real, appreciate you." It's not a big deal. Doesn't seem like a big deal in terms of financial aspects of it. But again, every penny and every mil dollar, you know, every $1 million matters to a team that is over the cap, still trying to get under the cap before Wednesday. So that's where I guess it sort of affects you. depth, players, guys in the locker room that you do like, guys in the locker room that have a good culture, you can't sign them. And again, Texans sign them for 1 year, $2.5 million. That to me is where I think having to work your way under cap money sort of affects you. Plus, then you have to figure out how you want to spend whatever money you have on, say, an impact player or so. You only have so much. Anyway, that's my opinion on that here as well. But that's kind of pretty much it in terms of when it comes to what the Saints have done so far this morning. Now, they did bring in somebody to maybe add some depth, and that's what Ross is saying. Because I was explaining earlier this morning, Avante Maddox, he's a cornerback from the Eagles, a slot corner. And when you look at the snaps that he's played in the past, Ross pointed out in 2021, 612 snaps in the corner, 16 games. In 2022, 360 snaps, 9 games. Last year just played in 4 games, 123 snaps in there as well. But the free agent quarterback could be perhaps for some depth there, as Ross says. He doesn't think it immediately goes to Alante Taylor. I looked at it and go, well, do you want him to be your slot corner and Avante Taylor is your starter at corner on the opposite end where Marshawn Lattimore currently is or was? Ross doesn't think that's the case just yet. But again, when I look at a guy that's played that many snaps, I know it was a couple years ago, at that position, are you looking at it as a player that's going to be a depth player, or are you looking at it as maybe somebody that is going to come in and start? Here's the exact quote from Ross. He says he personally doesn't think the team will do anything before a Lattimore move that would preempt the Lattimore move itself, considering the optimal time for a Lattimore trade isn't until after June 1st anyway. So, brings up a good point. But again, it's just something I look at and wonder. That's all. Uncle Earl, thank you for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got, man?
Goose, happy red beans and Monday, brother.
Ooh, I love that, man. I could go for some of that. How are you?
Yeah, that was some smoked sausage or deer sausage.
Yes, sir.
Man, doing pretty good. Hey, Goose, I saw that with the guy from Philly that we might have come take a look in. Man, look, Lattimore wiped the floor with this dude, man. So I'm hoping he stays, Goose. I'm thinking, I don't know what you think, but you think him and DA's not on the same page? I've seen that the last couple years, huh? I mean, I don't know. I know DA's the defensive guy and all that stuff, but they don't seem too kosher, huh?
I don't know if that's the issue.
Or maybe upper management. I don't know. Something's not kosher. I don't know.
I think the only, I would say, a real factor or reason, if that was the case in terms of moving on from him, is the fact that he hasn't finished the seasons. He's had injuries, things that injury. I don't think it's anything where you don't think this guy doesn't want to play for you or anything. I could be wrong, but he was the story of camp last year. Like, he was poised, looked, and started amazing last year until he got injured. So, you know, it's probably what a lot of teams are doing. I mean, look at Buffalo. They're cutting starters left and right over there. I think it's a you know, seesaw thing of value, cost for a player, production. Is there injury prone? Is he not injury prone, or just has he suffered injuries? Will he be back to that spot? And more importantly, it's about that money. That's the case, right? And that's what it boils down to. I think it's about that. But when you go back to the combine just a couple weeks ago and the way Dennis Allen spoke about Marshawn Lattimore, I mean, it's how I feel, how he started his response. I mean, he's a very big part of this team. He's a shutdown corner. You don't have that. So you're not better by losing it.
I agree with that.
I would like him back because, again, you're not better by losing a player of that value. Now, I'm not there. I'm not in the building. I don't know the medicals. I don't know if, hey, can he still be that guy? All I know is last training camp, he was easily the best player that was having the best camp, and it looked incredible. Oh, yeah. So,
hey,
go ahead.
Hey, Goose, you know, basketball, especially. I mean, and look, I got a question. The women's game. I don't know if you saw what happened yesterday in the Southeastern Conference. And man, it seems. I think LSU has a good team, Goose. I think that's what's going to hamper them this year is depth. Something that hampered Pelicans last couple years, I think, not this year. You agree, the depth, and why? How come for the past six or seven tries we cannot beat South Carolina? Is it
they're
because
big.
Of depth? Seemed like the players, but yeah. Man, they just...
They're good.
They're physical,
I mean, look,
right?
There's a reason... what was the stat, man? I wish I would have screenshotted. I saw it yesterday. They haven't lost an SEC game in like 3 years.
I mean,
tell them they're number one for a reason.
Because is a coach. I mean, she's not a better coach than Mulkey, huh? Oh, but why can't Mulkey beat her?
Dude,
I mean,
Staley's
you need to get better
good.
Players.
Well,
or what?
Again, remember, Kim Mulkey is what in her third year, and Dawn Staley, what she's done in South Carolina. Has been several seasons and has won national championships and has built that program and culture to be probably, you know, past UConn. I mean, I would say. I mean, she's legit, man. She's good and she's more importantly got players. And they're huge, man. Like, that team, they got some thick players. They got some tall players.
They're physical, man.
Yeah, they're exactly. I mean, I'm just telling you, man. That's a tough team to beat. Now, look. They were literally a buzzer beater bench three
from Tennessee
from not even playing in that game yesterday. So, you know, are they beatable? Yeah, but
A&M played them tough too for a little while. So,
the biggest thing, Uncle Earl, is you could have a situation, and again, based off of yesterday, I saw a lot of people tweeting about it. LSU could be playing the first round of the NCAA tournament with five players.
Unbelievable.
If they suspend everybody that got ejected from the game for leaving the bench, it was the entire bench for LSU. So they could be playing you, me, Chef Scotty, 4K, and the Graph. That is going to be very tough to play with just five available players. Now, I don't know if that's official, if it's going to happen, but a lot of people that cover the game, a lot of people that cover the team said, South Carolina could play the first round with one bench player because only one didn't leave, and LSU could likely be playing with just their starting five or whoever was on that court. That's it.
I hope I'm wrong, Goose, but I think not just the first game coming in the tournament. After that, the minutes and the games back-to-back or whatnot, I think that's going to be the downfall this year, man, just because of lack of depth and injuries, you know? So,
yeah.
Hey, Goose. Always a pleasure, baby. Have a great day.
For sure, man. Always a pleasure as well. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time. When we come back, we will speak with Rafael Esparza. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Guys, let's get real about your hair loss. How long have you been wearing a hat, hiding thinning hair, or a rapidly growing bald spot? Just stop it. You're not a 12-year-old little leaguer. You're a grown man. It's time to take action. Let the hat go and get your real hair back permanently with Bosley. You heard that right. Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. And right now, Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone that texts MORE to 200-300. Plus, text right now and get a link to this month's incredible deals. Join the millions of people who come to Bosley and see just how awesome your hair could look. Text MORE to 200-300 for your absolutely free information kit and a free $250 gift card off, plus a special link to incredible deals. Text MORE to 200-300 now. Text MORE to 200-300.
You're gonna find your next Toyota at Greg LeBlanc Toyota of Houma. Over 200 Toyotas to choose from. 200. With a huge selection of Camrys and RAV4s. Low APR options available on 13 different Toyota models.
Wow.
Get a new Tundra as low as 4.99%. 2-year free maintenance on all new Toyotas. So visit GregLeBlancToyota.com to shop and save. Or stop by Greg LeBlanc Toyota, 220 South Hollywood Road in Houma.
It's Gus Kattengell with the Sports Hangover. Join us for Thursdays with the crew of Katie's. Every Thursday, we'll be live at a member of the Katie's family of restaurants from 12 to 3.
Where do my friends and other students find their voice? We find our voice through the performing arts, along with millions of other high school students. By expressing yourself
and students to play, perform, and compete together.
Come on, citizen!
What are you waiting for?
Pick up the phone.
We want you to be on the show.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
They slipped to the Bears. Bears making a lot of moves and plays here as well. Maybe another running back could be moving within the division. We'll see. Rafael Esparza, Mr. Vegas, joins us here as well. I mean, do you at least get excited about legal tampering period today? I mean, do you somewhat get excited about this?
Nope. I'll see stuff that goes on a ticker. I know you are jonesing probably right now, but to me, it's March 11th. It's college basketball. I could care less about free agents, even though Josh Jacobs going to Green Bay. I think that's pretty big for that division right now. But no, I mean, I'm one of those ones that I don't care about NFL 365 days a year. This is March Madness. We got.
Well, I'm still going to ask you about it. We'll get to March Madness in March. It is March 11th. I know.
It is March.
Saquon Barkley. Eagles, per Josina Anderson, showing interest in him. Is he done with the Giants?
Oh, yeah, I think he's done with the Giants. Okay. I think there's just too many people now are interested. And who had Jacobs going to Green Bay? I didn't hear nothing. I didn't think that. So there could be a lot of surprising teams for Saquon. I mean, now maybe the Raiders might be interested. I heard the Cowboys are interested with him.
Tony Pollard.
The Giants. Right. Yeah, Tony Pollard leaving. He's already gone. So, yeah, it's funny how there's so many people on social media. They're going here and they're like totally way off. That's why I just don't understand how people get Jones in.
Well, you know what?
For all this stuff for 365 days a year.
Well, I know you're going to love this. Will Lutz. He's got a brand new 3-year deal. The kicker goes from the Broncos to the Jaguars. Are you surprised the Jags are spending all this money?
A little bit. I think they have to. I think that division, I mean, no one thought Houston was going to be up there, so stuff like that. I just think some of these teams that maybe didn't think it was maybe a two team race in that division, but now you have to throw in Houston. You figure Indy will get healthy in a quarterback spot. So, yeah, I'm a little bit puzzled on how much Jacksonville's name's been mentioned in a legal tampering day of Monday.
Legal tampering. I love me some legal tampering. Look, I bring this up, too, because obviously teams are trying to remake themselves and things of that nature from your world. When you set up your odds and things like that, you have like a couple of periods before the season starts that, I guess, weigh that. Because, look, people take money all the time. I mean, you're taking people to go in. When free agency and swing and signings like that, then you add the draft. When do you primarily get the influx of cash that comes in on betting teams? Because I asked you, like, legit, like, when's the best time for me to put, you know, $2 out of Carver's piggy bank on the Saints Super Bowl? And I think they're going there, but I want my best odds. Because the odds do change, don't they, Rafael? While you make fun of it, who they get in free agency and who they draft.
Yes, but the number the Saints have right now, no one has ever won the Super Bowl with that high of odds, so it doesn't matter who they sign. I would not waste Carver's $2. Now, no. If you're a Packer fan, I would think jump on that before maybe some books start moving numbers. Now, they're not moving numbers on who they've signed, just they're moving numbers on people betting. I can guarantee you they're probably right now getting a significant amount of action on Green Bay just because of the name of Josh Jacobs. They're going to have probably the best 1-2 punch in the backfield. So I think that's why they're probably going to move the number a little bit, not because who they got, but how much money is coming in.
Okay, all right. That's interesting to see. You want to talk NBA next? You want to talk NBA?
Oh, no, we're going to talk NFL free agency for the whole time. We can talk why you were eating sushi on Saturday night when a kid was not home. You should have been out crawling around the city.
No, I was too tired, man. It was so nice to be able to just sit and eat that sushi and just relax. Besides,
my twin brother who has kids used to call me all the time when all the kids were not home. And they're like, we're going out. It doesn't matter what I did this weekend. We're going out. We have no kids. You both passed out on the couch.
No, she was passed out, and quite honestly, between days of having games, I was completely fine with just sitting at home. And I watched Wonka. I hadn't seen Wonka. I thought it was a really good movie.
should have watched Sugar Shane O'Malley. That's what we could talk about. I mean, how Cheeto survived that knee kick that, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm sure YouTube has it. Sugar Shane O'Malley's flying knee to Cheeto's face, you can actually hear the bones breaking, and how he doesn't go down and still fights two more rounds is unbelievable.
What else did you like about the fisticuffs over the weekend?
I was interested in Sugar Shane O'Malley, and then I'm not even talking about the local boy that you're not talking about, Dustin Poirier, who comes in under as an underdog in this fight, almost 2-1 underdog, decides to fight this St. Pierre guy, or St. Benoit guy, who's younger, probably faster, has the heavier hands. No one gave the diamond any love. He knocks the guy out after he was losing the last two rounds or the first round and was getting hit with some maestro shots. He lands 1, 2, 3 punches. He knocks the guy down. So mad, mad props for the local guy, Dustin the Diamond Poirier. He's got now in the hunt for probably maybe a title shot.
Interesting. Despite a performance like that, you think?
Yes, because he had a great performance for the BMF belt. He came up a little short. I think people love him in the UFC because what he did. He even said in a press conference, I decided to fight this guy because someone gave me a shot to move up in the rankings, and I took that shot, and I won. So I wanted to take it. I wanted to give it back. I mean, this guy is nothing but love in my book. I've always liked him. That's not because he's a local guy in New Orleans or Louisiana, but how he handles himself in the public, how he handles himself on social media, mad props for Dustin Poirier.
All right, easy enough. All right, back to the NBA, because that's the only thing that matters, that the Lakers won yesterday. They are unstoppable. Anthony Davis says you can't beat us in a 7-game series. It was soundbite after soundbite after soundbite on the ESPN Audio Vault about the Lakers. Are the Lakers, in your mind, are they getting money? I guess is what I'm asking you. Are they getting money to be in the Western Conference Finals?
No, not at all. That doesn't matter what they did last night. Doesn't matter. No, not getting any money whatsoever. Ooh, they won last night. Big deal. I mean, they're still, ninth? They're still in a playing game. If I'm the Lakers, I don't want to play the Kings. You lost the Kings. I don't want to play Luka, who's a triple-double. Luka, was he looking for 6th straight or 7th straight tonight? I wouldn't want to play the Mavericks. I have nothing to worry about with the Lakers.
All right. Are you sure, though? I just want to make sure that you're sure. I mean,
I am sure. I'm not saying this remarkable. Because I'm on your show, but I would be more worried about the Pelicans than I am for the Lakers if you're the West.
Well, it's funny you say that because I played a reporter earlier today saying that the exact words was they've disappeared since the loss to the Lakers in the play-in tournament semifinal game back in December. Did you know that the Pelicans have disappeared? I didn't know if you knew that.
Media-wise, I could say yes. I mean, because I talk to a lot of people out in the U.S. But media-wise, Vegas, Lexington, Kentucky, all the shows that I do, and not one of them ever mentioned the Pelicans. Not one of them. They're always mentioned who wants to play OKC because they're youth, who wants to play the Joker, who wants to play Minnesota if they're healthy, the Clippers. They don't mention the Pelicans, and I don't understand why. I know it's a small market. I know everyone's probably tired of the Zion fat talk, or he's always hurt, or how healthy could the Pelicans be. I think people are just tired of that. They just want to see the Pelicans play and make a noise. Then maybe next year we could say, hey, wow, this team did really well. If they're healthy, they're a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. Anything of note this week when it comes to March Madness? How much money do you get on conference tournaments? Does it matter for you? Do you think that some number one seeds could be valued? Do you think we already know the 4 number one seeds when the bracket comes out?
I think we know the number one seeds. Arizona losing this weekend hurt them badly because they could have moved up and surpassed Tennessee for that last number one and get number one in the West. I think them losing, I think Tennessee will have to be horrible in the conference tournament. And Arizona puts up big numbers, which I don't see that. I think the 4 number ones are set. But there's some teams, there's some moving can run. If St. Mary's wins the West Conference, they can move up in rankings over their arch rivals, Gonzaga. Can St. John's win a game and maybe secure a spot in the tournament? There's some big games in this one. In conference tournament, money coming in now. I remember back in the day, we used to get no money coming in conference tournament back in the late 90s. Now, there's some days, Wednesday and Thursday, when there's a whole bunch of games all day. It feels like a day one of the March Madness. So it's a big, big, big deal for us.
We're at the deli Thursday. If you want to come in, we can start looking a little bit at bracketology. It was Selection Sunday, right?
That's the next door. See, you don't even know. You're too busy NFL and
NBA,
stuff like that.
Bro. I don't know anything. I had to pull up the bracketology just now. Okay, so Purdue, UConn,
you
Tennessee.
You can't say NBA because you're sending
Houston.
Me NFL tweets all day.
Because of the two other people on the group text that might care or not. I mean, you forget. If I don't send the group text, the info, they have no idea what to talk about on Thursday, okay? 4K's there to eat.
I'm making fun of the senior
citizens. Scotty's talking Cardinals. I mean, if I don't, like, help them, they will know nothing on Thursday.
I feel bad for his Cardinals. They lost the pitcher. I can't the name. That was a rough start. I hate to see ill on... on players, teams, that sounded different, but I hate to see it. But hopefully, he can rebound and be back for.
Look, the reason I need you on Thursday, if you're free, to talk a little bit about that as well. Uncle Earl just tweeted us a bag emoji of money with a basketball in the bracket. There's a lot of people that they don't want to put that. So if you want to go through some of these, we can do that on Thursday, and I'll treat you to lunch. How about that?
I'll try to get over there on Thursday. It's a busy Thursday for me with all the games.
Here we go.
Tell Chef Scotty to hang two more
what
TVs
games?
Up for me.
What games are you talking about Thursday? What?
There's conference tournament games on Thursday.
He's got TVs. You can watch it while you talk. You got a laptop.
He only has one.
No, he has three TVs.
The Mountain Best Tournament. I want to watch the Mountain Best.
The Mountain Best Tournament. Okay. All right. He does have the conference breakdown here. The Big 12, 9 teams. SEC, 7, he predicts. Big East, 6. Big 10, 5. Mountain West, 5 teams there as well. So
yeah, New Mexico will need a big conference tournament to be there. They're 6. I don't think they get 6. They get 5 in.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for nothing. There it is.
Nothing? Hey, Sacramento Kings loss for you yesterday.
Oh, it's in. It's official. It's official. Ready? I found time to sneak it. Do you want me to give the very latest NFL tidbit, or do you want me to just say goodbye to you?
I'm in pins and needles right now.
You're pins and needles.
I'm putting my pacemaker on.
Because, okay, well, make sure. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Are you sure you're ready?
I'm ready.
Kirk Cousins has chosen his team.
Yeah, Atlanta Falcons.
Here we go, Raphael. Turn it up. I know you're excited. It is Kirk Cousins. Adam Schefter reporting a 4-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons. Now do you care, Raphael? Now do you care?
Yeah, because right now I am purchasing my Atlanta Falcons to win the Super Bowl ticket on the air. Right now with you, I am purchasing that ticket to Atlanta Falcons to win the ship. 45-1.
NFC South has got a little more interesting, I'm just saying. That's all the time we got for Rafael Esparza. Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk again on Friday. Maybe you'll bless us with your presence on Thursday. Maybe.
I will definitely try to get there on Thursday.
All right. We'll see you soon. BSI Doc Sports, the way to give a follow. All right. You just heard it. Kirk Cousins agreeing to a 4-year deal with the Falcons. Let's talk who that's. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Baker Mayfield over the weekend agreeing to a 3-year, $100 million deal, 50 of it guaranteed for the Bucs. Got the Saints with Derek Carr and Bryce Young. Those are your quarterbacks in the NFC South. Who dats? I want to hear from you. 800-998-1003. Who do you think has the better offense? Now, I understand. We haven't seen a single play run by this Falcons offense with the new OC, or a single play run by the Saints offense with the new OC. But just looking at the weapons, it kind of goes back to what I said last week, and, you know, we were going to bring it up again this week. How comfy are you with Chris Olave as the number one receiver? Who do you think has what team in the NFC South has the top number one receiver? Is it Mike Evans? Is it Drake London? Is it Chris Olave? Panthers have got some work to do, so I'm not even going to bring that up. Legit, who's got the best running back? Possibly. I don't think the Bucs have that, so that would probably be between Kamara, I'm assuming, still being a Saint, and Bijan Robinson. Give the edge to them on tight end with Pitts. Who do you give the edge to on quarterbacks? I mean, look, I'm not bringing this up to give the Graf a heart attack here. Uncle Earl's already said he's on his way to the store to get some vodka. He legit makes them a better team. Kirk Cousins is not a bad quarterback. And he's going to have weapons. So they absolutely are a contender in the division. There is no doubt. I mean, that's how I feel. Now, where do the Saints compare to that team with those weapons that they have and what they can sort of do, perhaps? But do you still have the Saints doing that? There's so many questions on that team. Or do you feel confident now with a new offensive staff that they'll get it fixed there? That they can be contenders? I think the Bucks, giving the money and staying with Evans and then giving the money to Baker, it's essentially like the same team sort of coming in. I haven't seen any moves that they've made just yet. I don't know who they've drafted. And, you know, that's in April, obviously, with the rest of these teams. But I don't know. Like, you know how this works. In real time, right now, as a Saints fan, when you hear Kirk Cousins to the Falcons, what is your immediate reaction right now? 800-998-1003. Give Buddy a buzz. I want to hear from you because, again, my immediate reaction. Again, we haven't looked at Zach Robinson. We haven't looked at, you know, Clint Kubiak. I get that. All these teams haven't drafted. I understand. It's 1:40 on March 11th. But it's really not that much different than about a year ago, right? It was the same thing. Saints and Derek Carr. Like, how did you feel when you found out the Saints were going to get Derek Carr? I would probably say most of us felt, all right, well, they got a quarterback. In theory. So, Kirk Cousins could go stink it up in Atlanta. Maybe. Or what if he goes in and he's got weapons? Stop being asked to win games. Deliver it to Pitts. Read the defense. Find Drake London. Hand it off to Robinson. It's got help. It's got help. But he's never called a game. Zach Robinson, I understand. I do. But he was a hot commodity and people wanted him. It's the same thing here. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is if you're a Saints fan going, well, their OC hasn't called a single play in his life. You're right. So hasn't yours. Right? I mean, let's just be honest. Clint Kubiak, Zach Robinson, they neither have called a play in the NFL. We're at a bar right now. We all just poured ourselves a cold one or got a glass of water. But we're hanging out, and there on the television screen, there's a picture of Kirk Cousins. I'm just asking you as a Saints fan, immediate reaction. When you hear Cousins to Atlanta, 4-year deal, what do you think of the division right now? Eric, thank you for giving us a buzz, sir. How are you?
Doing all right, Gus. How you doing today, bro?
Doing well, man. What we got?
Oh, not much. First of all, let me shout out Katie's because those swamp fries, when I met you, I saw you over that other day.
Uh-huh.
That was a hit, bro.
Oh, so nice. Eric, yeah.
Out on that.
You were at the bar, man, having a little lunch.
Yeah.
Over yes, nice. Thank
yeah,
you.
Man.
Thank you for saying hi, man. So I haven't. Do you know I haven't had the swamp fries there?
And bro, that was my first time.
Okay.
Hey, they were awesome. Fries. I can't lie.
No, I promise you next Thursday, because we're going to be at Francesca's this Thursday. Next Thursday, I'm going, instead of the onion rings, I do the swamp fries.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. You can't go wrong with them. But no, I'm just I'm coming off, I'm getting off my lunch break, man. I'm listening to the news, and I'm not going to lie. I'm not liking it because if any Saints tension over the last few years, especially since he's been with if I'm being honest, he almost beat us when he was with Washington. So, and it wasn't any different with Minnesota.
Yeah, no. But he beat us with the Vikings.
For whatever reason, for whatever reason, I don't know why, Kirk Cousins always gives the Saints problems, no matter who he's playing with. That's one person that we have trouble against every time we play him. So it's not, I'm not feeling too good about it, being that now we got to play him twice a year. Maybe the familiarity will maybe even the playing field out a little bit. That's what I'm hoping, at least. But all I know is Kirk Cousins is one of them quarterbacks that, for whatever reason, he always gives us problems. Always.
Eric, I'll say this about Kirk Cousins, man. He's been in the league a while, right? He's found a way to make it work. And he's gone from a guy that, you know, Washington kind of moved on from, found a home to Minnesota. And again, it was one of Sean's worst playoff losses. That first game against the Vikings, in which it was a very just simple sort of, we're just going to be more physical than you. I don't know what the Saints' offensive game plan was. It was terrible. But
You and the rest of everybody else was wondering the same thing on that.
I don't know if he took the week off. But here's the thing, dude. I think I can say this, Eric. What he does bring is something that I know the Falcons, and again, I'm just looking at this objectively. I love to dislike them and could care less and love making fun of them. That's what we do here. That said, that team has no identity, man. Like, who are they? You know? Who's the guy?
But Gus, wasn't we saying this about us at the beginning of the year?
100%.
Even Alvin Kamara said it out of his mouth. He was like, we don't have an identity.
Well, that's what I'm getting to, because I am comparing and contrasting a year ago here, where everyone's like, man, we got it. Okay, so Derek Carr is coming. And what we hoped was coming with him. And I'm not talking about the ability to win games, throw the ball down the field, read defenses. Both guys can do that. The one thing I will say that does scare me, again, just immediate reaction. I understand these teams haven't finished the first full day of free agency. They haven't drafted. I get it. But, Eric, Kirk Cousins has a chip on his shoulder. Kirk Cousins walks in and wants to be the guy. Okay? Kirk Cousins also doesn't mind being the leader on a team at his expense. You know, the chains and stuff that he wears on the plane. Remember when that went viral and stuff like that? Like, he ingratiates himself with his teammates.
You mean unlike our quarterback?
I'm just saying, this is what Atlanta's getting. Eric, he's trying to get me in trouble. But yeah, no, but
no, man, I'm a backpedaler a little bit.
No, but you, but here's what I'm saying though, right? Like, that, I think immediately on Flowery Branch has arrived. You're going to have a guy that's going to command the huddle. Get these, because those players, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, they're kids. They're young.
Yeah.
And he's going to teach them how to be a pro. And he's going to run them and do that. Now, does that translate to wins? How quickly? All of that. But that was the hope that you hoped from Derek Carr. Was it better towards the end of the year? As I said before to Eric, personally, in person and on the show, I can't definitively say Carr's a bum, because I thought he was... I thought the coaching was so poor on that side of the offense that they didn't help him. They didn't run play action. They didn't do motion. They didn't do a lot of things to help him until way too late, and you saw the play improve. So I can't definitively say it won't work. Now, you know, and that's what you're hoping with Kubiak, that you do that. But it isn't. But you were hoping for what I think Atlanta's hoping for today, right? And I'm just looking at track record. I don't know if you could say maybe the same about Kirk or with Derek. I mean, Derek's polarizing, right? Even with the Raiders, you had one side or the other. Is Cousins like that? I don't know. I think that, again, initial reaction, man, I think I think Atlanta, it scares you. Oh, by the way, just now, Saquon Barkley per Adam Schefter, 3 years, $37.75 million deal with the Eagles. So he leaves the Giants and is now the running back for the Eagles. By the way, the Saints play the NFC East this year. So go ahead, Eric. Sorry, I was yapping away. Actually, you know what? Let me hit the break. Go ahead, Eric. Finish because it's Jeff Fox. Go ahead. What you have to say, bud?
I'm pretty much done. I was just saying Baker Mayfield last year had the kind of year we hoped Derek Carr would have, and I think this year Kirk Cousins is going to have the year we thought Derek Carr was going to have year. So I'm not a Derek Carr fan, but I could be wrong. But we'll see what happens this season.
Well, I will say this, Eric. Thank you for the phone call. It was nice meeting you last Thursday over at Katie's. Derek Carr better have the year that a lot of people wanted him to have. Because if he doesn't, yikes and doodles. Jeff Boggs from our sister station KNAE next on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm ahead of the game.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of news breaking here, sir, so we'll quickly get to what you have to tell us about ESPN bets because there's a lot of people going to be hitting that, maybe betting on their team. Saquon Barkley from the Giants to the Eagles. Kirk Cousins, the numbers are out as to what the Falcons have paid him. It's a four-year deal there, so I will give you all of that after Jeff and I go over a couple of things of note here. The Suns got a game tonight. You know what we're doing here in New Orleans, rooting against them, sir. How do you like this one as the Suns are at the Cavaliers, the Pelicans' next opponent, coming up on Wednesday?
Yeah, absolutely. Cleveland, 41-23 overall, 22-12 at home where they're at tonight. Phoenix, 37-27 overall, 16-13 on the road. The Cavs have won both the meetings this season, which followed a five-game winning streak by the Suns in the head-to-head series. Cleveland, 32-32 against the spread, and Phoenix, 26-37-1 versus the spread. Cavaliers are plus 6.5 tonight, 220.5. is the over-under. Money line has the Cavs plus 200, Suns minus 240. Mm-hmm. Cavs did manage to keep up with the Nets until halftime yesterday, but things quickly went downhill from there. Suffered a bruising 121-1 defeat at the hands of the Nets. Cavs were without Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, Max Struss, all with injuries. And the Cavs, 500 against the spread, as mentioned, but they're just 3-8 against the spread on the second night of a back-to-back, which again seems to lean toward the Suns tonight. But a couple of things you may want to know about the Suns. Phoenix came up short against Boston on Saturday, fell 117-107. The Suns did, though, get a solid performance out of Kevin Durant, who shot 4 of 7 for long range. Phoenix also failed to cover, as it is now just 2-7 against the spread over the last 9 games. So, you know, do I think the Suns cover? Maybe, but maybe a tight game. And, again, we'll see about that. But tough one to call tonight. Again, check the injury report before the game.
Come on, Cleveland. Spurs hosting the Warriors. Golden State, 4.5-point favorites here. How do you view?
Well, again, at San Antonio tonight. San Antonio, 14-50 overall. But, heck, They're on fire. They've won 3 out of 5 games, and they had not done that in a five game span all season. The Warriors favored by 4.5. Not a big surprise, but again, always like a home underdog. Over and under, 226.5. Spurs plus 160 on the money line. Warriors minus 190. Again, Golden State 10-4 against the spread as a road favorite this season. And San Antonio 5-1 against the spread over their last 6 games. And Steph Curry out again. Obviously things have been poor without Steph Curry in the lineup. Warriors 0-4 without Curry this season, so that might be good news for a San Antonio team that is playing pretty well. And Victor Wembanyama is not on the injury list for tonight's game, so that could be another reason to like the Spurs.
All right, and then finally, one of the other games we'll be keeping an eye on is Portland, as they host the Celtics. How do you like this one?
Well, again, Portland taking on a very good Boston Celtics team. Celtics, 9.5-point favorites, 216.5. The over-under, Trailblazers are plus 360, Celtics minus 450. Boston is 7-2 against the spread over their last 9 games. Portland, 5-1 against the spread over their last 6 games. A couple of things you may want to know. Boston, that 9.5-point favorite, but they're coming off a 117-107 win over the Suns, as we mentioned when we were talking about the Suns snapping a 2-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. After dropping games to the Cavs and Nuggets during their road trip. Trailblazers, though, coming off a 128-118 win over Toronto, but that's not really anything to brag about these days. So, again, tough one to pick, but 9.5-point favorites. Let's be rooting for the Boston Celtics tonight.
Jeff, how can people get involved? ESPN Bet, sir?
You bet. Download the app. It's available here in Louisiana, has now been for about 6 weeks. ESPN Bet, the only place to find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. When you sign up, you can get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet, and you're going to find all your favorite markets and bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, all the props you can handle. Again, ESPN Bet, download it today, as they like to say. What a play. Remember, you got to be 21 or older, and if you do have a gambling problem, deal with it. Call 1-800-522-4700. It's in partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles. Terms and conditions apply. Check out the app for all the details. Gus?
Thank you as always, man. Appreciate the time. We'll talk again mañana.
Looking forward to it. Take care.
Yep, sounds good. 800-998-1003. Got a exciting third hour on the way here. Can't wait to chat with you as the news continues to come in the world of NFL free agency. Legal tampering began at 11 o'clock this morning. That's when teams could agree and come to terms with players. Handshake, deal, or agree in principle. Can't put pen to paper until Wednesday. That's the start of the new league year, but for 2 days, you can, you know, come up with some deals as to what you want to do. No doubt, the big news for me, because it does involve your New Orleans Saints to an extent, is the Falcons find their quarterback. They have gone and gotten Kirk Cousins. Jeff Duncan. I don't know if he's going to help his cause with some Saints fans who think he hates the Saints. He just tweeted, the Falcons went from having the worst quarterback in the division to the best quarterback in the division. Do you agree with him? Do you think Kirk Cousins is the best quarterback in the division? Baker Mayfield, 3 years, $100 million to the Bucs. Saints have Derek Carr. And when you look at the deal, whoo, it's spicy, as Ross Jackson says. Here it is. Here are the numbers. It is a 4-year deal, $180 million. $45 million is the average per year. He going to get $90 million the first 2 years and got $50 million to sign. Atlanta was not messing around. And now he will have Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and Bijan Robinson as offensive weapons. Hour two. It's going to get interesting, I think. 800-998-1003. Come on, Saints fans. I want immediate reaction right now. The second, I know free agency hasn't ended. That even gotten 2 hours in, 3 hours in. The draft hasn't. I get all of that. But right now, as a Saints fan, when you hear Kirk Cousins to the Falcons, what do you think? Let's do it next on ESPN New Orleans.
ESPN Bet is now live in Louisiana.